This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The Supreme Court has recorded the union government's assurance that no fresh appointments will be made to Waqf boards or the Central Waqf Council under the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 until the next hearing. The three-judge bench, led by Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna, also noted that the status of existing Waqf properties, including those listed as Waqf by user, will remain unchanged for now. The Apex Court granted the centre 7 days to file a reply over the pleas filed against the Waqf Amendment Act, after which the petitioners will be granted 5 days to review the reply. The matter will now be heard on May 5th. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar questioned a recent ruling of the Supreme Court prescribing a timeline for the President to decide on bills and said there cannot be a situation where court directs the President of India. He said the Apex Court can only interpret the Constitution. Addressing the sixth batch of Rajya Sabha interns at the Vice President's enclave in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Dhankar said India had not bargained for a democracy where judges will legislate, perform executive functions and act as what he called the super parliament. He underlined that one has to be extremely sensitive while exercising power.
We have to be extremely sensitive. It is not a question of someone filing a review or not. We never bargained for democracy for this day. President being called upon to decide in a time-bound manner, and if not, becomes law. So we have judges who will legislate, who will perform executive functions, who will act as super parliament, and absolutely have no accountability because law of the land does not apply to them.
India has asked Pakistan to take action against the perpetrators of the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks, following the extradition of Tahawwur Hussain Rana. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the extradition of Rana serves as a reminder to Pakistan that it needs to bring to justice other perpetrators of the Mumbai attack, whom it continues to shield. He said Pakistan may try very hard, but its reputation as the epicenter of global terrorism will not diminish. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has chaired a comprehensive review meeting to assess the current status of the Yamuna River and discuss ongoing and future plans for its cleaning and rejuvenation. During the meeting held in New Delhi, the agency-wise action plan to clean the river was reviewed in the meeting. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that Centre will work closely with the Delhi government to ensure world-class infrastructure. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has stated that the implementation of the Direct Benefit Transfer DBT system has brought transformative results. Quoting a policy paper titled A Quantitative Assessment of India's DBT System, Mr. Goyal informed that due to the transparent and tech-driven reforms introduced by DBT, India's new Welfare Efficiency Index, WEI, jumped from 0.32 in 2013 to 0.91 in 2023. He said these reforms have reduced leakage, expanded beneficiary coverage and decreased subsidy allocations. He added that DBT has made welfare not just bigger but smarter. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has questioned for the third consecutive day and recorded the statement of Robert Vadra in connection with the alleged money laundering case linked to a land deal in Haryana. He was questioned at the ED office in New Delhi yesterday. The case is related to purchase of land in Gurugram by Mr. Vadra's company. All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, New Delhi, has been named the 97th best hospital globally in the world's best hospital 2024 ranking by Newsweek and Statista. The prestigious recognition highlights AIIMS' excellence in delivering high-quality healthcare, advancing medical research and providing affordable treatment to millions. In IPL T20 cricket, hosts Mumbai Indians defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 4 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium. Earlier put into bat first, Sunrisers Hyderabad scored 162 runs for 5 wickets in 20 overs. In reply, Mumbai Indians overhauled the target, losing 6 wickets in 18.1 overs. Today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Punjab Kings at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium, Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.